Begin transmission.
That is obviously your mom time because it's 1930 UTC where you live, and it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and here's Hello Kitty sitting right next to me. What are we doing today?
You rag.
I suppose we can start with the sleeping report. My sleeping is still extraordinarily messed up. I sleep for about 2 hours and I'm awake for 2 hours and I sleep for another 2 hours and then, hey yaga. I guess the good news is I am actually getting some rest, so I don't feel that weird I'm about to go absolutely psychotic feeling from lack of sleep, maintaining my crap, so to speak. So, you know, good news there. The bad news is I'm afraid my schedule is starting to get very off. My own internal clock is not in sync where I would like to normally have it, but you can't have everything. Now, can you? Other good news includes, you know, we're supposed to have this horrible ice storm that was going to, you know, kill millions of people here in Nebraska and basically be the end of the world. I got to stay up all night that night, and I watched the temperature, and the whole thing was, as if the temperature goes low, we're screwed. But strangely enough, you know, like at 2 o'clock a.m., it was at 32 degrees. Like, it could get bad. At 3 a.m., it was 32 degrees. And then magically at like 3:15, it jumped to 33 degrees. And it's been just above freezing ever since then. So we're getting lots of rain. And, you know, ice in cold areas. But not enough ice to build up on anything to knock down power lines, so I have maintained power.
That's flour, by the way.
It's some kind of miracle.
In
my neighborhood,
introducing
I don't know what it is, but we lose power all the time.
Tough day, huh?
The neighborhood itself is just old enough that a lot of the power lines are above ground still, and there's old trees.
A transatlantic
in some other neighborhoods, either the power lines are underground or the trees are young enough that they're not big enough to get the airborne power lines and la-di-da-di-da. So I'm just hoping I, you know, maintain power because I love electricity, and we're still under, you know, disaster watch for another 11 and a half hours, or just less than that. So
Dr. Grant has just told us about the sabotage.
That's the good news. Other good news includes the entertainment report.
Do you even
usually
hear
there's
how
absolutely
crazy
nothing
you sound?
Worth watching
you?
On overnight.
Yeah. Shut up, Ramon. I'm sorry, but this whole thing is kind of your
night,
fault. So you're taking us
to
wherever Charles and Rudy are having a money fight
Flash
with our million
Gordon
bucks.
Again, for the who knows how many times. And I laughed my way through that. And the horrible combat sequences. And the cheese factor. Still, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a sequin drama. It's a sequin fantasy. You might not ever see costumes with this many sequins again, unless, of course, you're at the Ice Capades, which I do not go to. The other good news is I've got plenty of tea. Oh, and it's delicious. It's a little hot, but ooh, it's good. It's good, good, good. Now, the other movie I managed to watch, and this is going to surprise a lot of people, was the beautifully horrible and stupid, but possibly genius, nobody's ever been able to figure it out, Pootie Tang. If you have never seen the film Pootie Tang, I suggest that you do. It stars Chris Rock and J.B. Smoove and Wanda Sykes. and none other than Robert Vaughn, our very own Napoleon Solo, as the bad guy. And there's a bunch of other names in it, too. And this is a very confusing movie. I think it was a massive, massive bomb. And I think that might be because nobody's been able to figure out what it's supposed to be. Is it supposed to be a blaxploitation parody or satire? It's weird, and it's strangely conceptual. It makes no sense. If you're unfamiliar with it, you gotta see it. Pootie Tang, the hero of the film, speaks in a strange sort of vernacular that nobody can understand. I mean, anybody watching the film can understand it, but in the film, everybody seems to have no problem understanding what this guy's talking about at any given time. It is really weird. And it has given rise to, you know, the Pootie Tang sayings. If you don't want to watch the movie but are dying to know what I'm talking about, just look up Pootie Tang quotes. And you will see a lot of controversy. People, you know, trying to figure out what the hell this guy is talking about all the time. And it's sort of funny just for that. It's funny not because, oh, haha, that was clever. It's funny because, oh my god, this is so horribly stupid. This makes little to no sense. All the plot devices and stuff, they're very cliche and common, but I think that's what they were going for. And I've only seen this movie a couple of times. This might be the second or third time I've ever seen it. And I'm still sitting here going, what? Now, a number of years ago, I had a girlfriend who actually liked this movie. And I'm not sure why, but you know, when I would question her about it, she'd say, you know, it's just so stupid. And there's all these little funny things in it that are just memorable. And so, I don't know. Where did it come from? Where did it go? Pootie Tang, from what I understand, is based on a sketch from a Chris Rock HBO show. And so it's one of those movies. It's not a Saturday Night Live movie, you know, where there's all these movies that are Saturday Night Live sketches that they made into an hour and a half long, like Wayne's World and everything else you can think of. Pootie Tang, it's inexplicable. I recommend it just because it's some type of cultural aberration that people need to be aware of, but not lend too much weight to. It's difficult to describe. And if you, like I said, if you can't be bothered to watch it, we'll just look it up online and see if you can make any sense of it. And when you can't, you might be thinking, maybe I should watch this after all. So right now, I'm just sitting around drinking tea and watching my car show, watching Mike and Ed put an old green Lamborghini back together. It's a sweet car. And this is good tea. So delicious. I love this old Lamborghini. Man, I love the color. I want it. Maybe I can sell my car for all of about $800 and buy it. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I did watch another movie. Was it last night or the night before or at some point in time? I think it was in the last 24 hours, but I don't know. My sense of time is so messed up, it's not even funny. But I saw the movie Lucy by Luc Besson. And I love the films of Luc Besson. I love where that guy's head is at. In my mind, that guy can do no wrong. I think I've seen just about everything he's done. And this film, Lucy, really did it for me. Absolutely loved it. It was a cyberpunk dream come true for me. It was just hit everything that I needed to see in that genre. And it was so mental. It was so Luc Besson. He nailed it. he nailed his own genre and style. I'd love to meet this guy and say, nice job, homie. I would like to meet this guy and say, I want to be in one of your movies. I don't have to be a main character or anything, you know, just be in the background or whatever, but... Lucy was great. It starred, of all people, Scarlett Johansson, who I generally like, and she did a good job. She was kind of freaking me out. She had bad blonde hair in it, but that's okay. And Morgan Freeman was in it, which, I don't know, was okay. The guy's great and everything, but the whole thing was just... And it was very fast moving and very clock on. God, just, it was great. It, with very little usage of that Matrix graphics engine that I hate. Here's what I failed to mention. About two nights ago, I saw the film Transformers: Age of Extinction. Now, I hated the Transformer movies. They were kind of okay if you like explosions and giant robots fighting. That's stupid. Doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I never could stand the Shia LaBeouf character. I hate the nebbishes. I hate the worthless idiots. I hate the helpless people. Why aren't there ever any cool people in these movies? Well, in the third movie, the Age of Extinction's Transformers movie, there's no Shia LaBeouf, thank God. Instead, we have Mark Wahlberg, who, you know, I like, generally speaking, for certain types of action movies, he's great. The funny thing is, you know, he's also trying to sort of play the nerd here, in a way, because he's supposed to be this, you know, brilliant robotics guy. And I loved the first act of the movie, because here's Mark Wahlberg, he's broke, he's got no money, I can relate to that. But he likes to build robots and hack weird junk out of, you know, recycled crap. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I like to do that too. And so, like, yeah, the first 30, 40 minutes of the movie is great because, yeah, look at Mark Wahlberg doing all this wacky stuff. The stuff that, the things that I didn't like about the movie were that, oh, it's the same chick. And when I say the same chick, I don't mean literally the same chick, but the same looking chick. Look, I'm blonde, I'm tan, and yeah, this is supposed to be Mark Wahlberg's daughter. it's kind of stupid. TJ Miller's in it, and he gets killed early, which made me very happy because I hate his characters in everything. And then the movie just sort of devolves into a Michael Bay fest. Explosions, crashes, and the worst part of it is the robots are all that stupid Matrix graphics engine crap. Everything's swirling around, and so instead of actually animating anything cool, it's just, oh look, it's swirly metal bits, and then a robot appears. It's like, no, you blew it. Still, I did sort of manage to work my way through it. Did I watch the whole thing? I think I might have watched the whole thing. Only because, and this is the best part, Lee Bingbing is in it. And I love Lee Bingbing. So I kept having to watch it to see more Lee Bingbing. I love anybody named Bing Bing, and she is such a delicious, yummy hottie, and half the movie takes place in Hong Kong, and as you know, anytime any movie takes place in Hong Kong, I gots to watch it. So I watched it mostly for that. Stanley Tucci was in it, and was brilliant, as usual. Kelsey Grammer was in it, and 99 out of 100 times, Kelsey Grammer annoys the crap out of me. But he was the bad guy, and so it was kind of okay. He was... I want to badmouth him, but I can't really think of anything bad that he did. He was kind of alright. Oh, Lee Bingbing. Yow. She's on the top of my list of favorite Chinese actresses. In no particular order, Lee Bingbing, Li Xiaolu, and Zhang Ziyi. And look who just walked in. It's my kitty. Hi, Fluffy Binkins. Here's Fluffy Dimper. Came over to see me what I'm doing. Do you want to do kitty stuff? Do I have to take a break from the radio show so we can do some kitty stuff? Is that what this means? I better pay attention to the cat, otherwise she's going to start chewing on the power cords here. Alright, so I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be back in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And now, because I had the brush out and I was brushing the cat, and there's a lot of cat hair floating around in the air. So... it's sneezy time. I got kitty hair in my nose. Alright, so. Oh. I have no idea what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. I have a feeling I'm going to be up until dawn just because of. Oh, my screwed up metabolism and my weird sleeping patterns. I wonder if there's anything on overnight. If I'm lucky, and I should check this now, I should have some football game reruns. Oh, look, I got some football from Mexico later on this afternoon. That's good. I do love to watch that sometimes. Oh, yes, and I got some English Premier League highlight shows on. And, well, that's about it. Plus the repeat of one of the games and one of their magazine shows. And then, of course, I gotta be up until... And there's nothing on from 2 a.m. until 7 a.m. No cricket or anything. This is not a cricket day anyway. That's okay. At least I'll get a little bit of football tonight. So that will be nice. And etc. Oh, so where am I here? What was I even talking about? I think we were talking about the entertainment report, which basically goes like this. If you're a cyberpunk at heart, you're going to want to see the film Lucy. You might not like it as much as I did if you haven't read the entire oeuvre, but it's still awesome by Luc Besson. As for the third Transformers film, Transformers Age of Extinction, yeah, watch the first act. It's kind of funny. I wish I knew that character. I would have been better in the movie than TJ Miller, but I would have gotten killed off, so, eh. What are you gonna do? Otherwise, you can skip that one. Pootie Tang, don't know what to tell you. What else? What have I been doing? With all my weird sleep recently, I have been having some very, very bizarre dreams. Last night I had 3 different ones. One, I was in my old house, and that was creepy and weird. I don't even want to get into it. But the second one I had was really strange. My friend Dan had somehow started a band with Jonah Hill, of all people, and I showed up to see what he was doing, and somehow they convinced me, they were going to do an instrumental version of the song Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, and in the dream, they were playing it, and I started singing along, just because, you know, I know the French parts, apparently. And they thought, oh my god, they said, that was so great, you gotta be in our band. And so I was going to perform with them for just one song. But then as I was sort of leaving their studio, I had to ride a bike back to my house. I don't understand. That gets weird, right? And I also had to wear a backpack of some materials they gave me, including a dictionary, but which was a joke. And this dictionary was huge, you know, it was like an OED. And then it occurred to me, wait, why am I carrying this, you know, 40-pound dictionary around in this backpack? No, this will make riding the bike a lot easier. It didn't make any sense, you know, dreams, etc. So, Yeah, even though I am sleeping, I'm not getting the best of sleep. Just weird crap. And these dreams irritate the hell out of me. So, I don't know. And that's the entertainment report for today. I haven't been entertaining myself well. I've only been watching a lot of television, which is probably very bad for my brain. I'm entertaining myself right now by drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I aspirated some. And that's why I have tea in my lungs. So delicious. I love to drink tea so much. I really don't feel like I can express that enough, to be perfectly honest. I don't even know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. Oh, yeah, something else I watched recently. I watched another episode of my soap opera, and I was scared at first because, for some reason, even though we're how many weeks out from Christmas, 2 or 3 weeks out from Christmas, this was the Christmas episode, and it started off with a musical number, and I actually left the room, and even though the main character was the princess, I couldn't watch it. I can't take musical numbers, especially if they're Christmas-related. And then it got depressing. This is a sort of a weird show, and it was depressing, and Jasper and Eleanor broke up again. Oh, no. How can this be? Well, it is a soap opera. We're supposed to have this type of unnecessary drama. You know, and I was watching it, and it was a good episode anyway. But all it made me want to do is go to England again, slash some more. I've really got to get some dollars so I can do some traveling. So I can go to England and watch my football, eat some Yorkshire puddings, and, you know, maybe watch some cricket. Oh, speaking of cricket, the other day, a couple days ago, I was watching the one of the games from Australia, and a guy got up to bat, and he had a kookaburra bat, and I've decided that kookaburra is my favorite brand of bat. Why? No reason other than I really like the word kookaburra, because, come on, Comedy K's, it's kookaburra, it doesn't make any sense. A kookaburra is a bird. It's a type of bird. I don't know if it's found only in Australia, but it seems to be a popular bird in Australia. And kookaburra bats are fairly recognizable from their logo, which is just sort of this abstract line drawing of a kookaburra sitting on a branch or something. And so I decided, that is the cricket bat that I want. I got to have a kookaburra bat. And so I went so far as to go online to look for kookaburra bats. I found the kookaburra website, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you just like to say the word kookaburra. And it's pretty true. I do like to say kookaburra. And I went to the kookaburra website, and wow, it was educational. So much stuff about kookaburra bats, how they're made, and, you know, they've got like five or six different lines, and there's like five or six models in each line, and that doesn't even include, you know, the various sizes, you know, because they have sizes of kookaburra bats for, you know, little kids all the way up to very, very tall adults. And unfortunately, I didn't see any pricing. So, I'm not sure how much kookaburra bats cost, but, you know, I'm guessing anywhere between $80 American all the way up to potentially a couple hundred bucks. So, I'm not, you know, buying a kookaburra bat anytime soon. But someday I will have one just so I can carry it around and take people's heads off with it. You know, if you're going to smack somebody in the head with a bat, you're going to want a cricket bat, not a baseball bat. Yeah, with a baseball bat, you can create, you know, fatal contusions. But, you know, with a cricket bat, you can remove somebody's head. And so that's why I want a kookaburra. I got to get a kookaburra bat. Oh, boy. Yeah, and I found the ones that I really liked. The line that I liked, what was it? It was the something-something Pro 700 series. It looked like they were probably the cheaper ones. But they're black. You know, they have black graphics and black handle and the Kookaburra logo right on it. And I thought, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I want to carry around. And this, oh, that reminds me. The movie The Warriors is on again today. I think it's on right now, or maybe it got over a little while ago. Yeah, I watched it the other day, but it's still on that super conservative channel where they have to, you know, just, that's the word I'm looking for, censor everything. And I'm not a fan of censorship at all. So that's why I'm not watching it right now or earlier today or whenever it was on. But in the movie, The Warriors, you'll remember that there is a gang called the Baseball Furies. And they wear sort of Yankees-looking uniforms and they carry around baseball bats. Which makes me want to start a gang. I don't know if I want to call it the Cricket Furies or whatever. Maybe I just call it the Kookaburras. And of course, my gang would carry around, you know, cricket bats because you can take somebody's head off, and if you hit it over the boundary, you know, that's 6 points for you. I can't wait for cricket season to start here in Omaha. It's not for another couple months. We're at least 100 days out from the Omaha cricket season. But I'm gonna have to go there and see if anybody there has kookaburra bats. Now, you cannot buy a cricket bat in Omaha, Nebraska, off the shelf. Believe me, I've been looking for them for the last number of decades. And all these guys are probably, you know, bringing them from home and or, you know, buying them online. And it occurs to me that I do have some photographs of cricket equipment that I have taken while at Omaha's cricket pitch. I wonder if there are any kookaburra bats in those photos. So we might as well click into on the folder here and look into my cricket pictures. And no, I do not have any photographs of any kookaburra bats. And that's okay. If you want to see what a kookaburra bat looks like, you can look it up online. Kookaburra is spelled K-O-O-K-A-B-U-R-R-A. Be sure to add cricket bat in your search. Otherwise, you will just find pictures of the kookaburra bird. You will also want to buy a kookaburra bat. If anybody asks you why you bought a kookaburra bat, you can say because Tobe recommended them. But you don't play cricket, they will say. And then you will say, yes, but these are really good for smacking people in the skull. And that is a universal truth. You heard it here first on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, maybe I'll do some more research into cricket equipment today to entertain myself. Maybe I'll go outside. No, it's too wet. I'm hoping it will freeze over so I can go, you know, play on ice. I was hoping I could slide down my street after the ice storm, but it didn't happen, and now I'm very disappointed. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Kookaburra Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and every other day after that. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
20
yang,
hours.
Yang, 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 yang.